undeniable campaign to secularize America by the Obama administration. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Dr. Mark Edmondson is a prize-winning scholar, author, and professor at the University of Virginia. He has a new book called Why Teach? He shares his perspectives on students, parents, fellow professors, and institutions. He calls on professors to be uncool, to grade hard, and to challenge students, even though they may face fallout for it from today's atmosphere of grade inflation and being nice to the students. He encourages parents to allow children to experience the hard knocks of everyday life. He emphasizes the necessary role of failure. Dr. Edmondson says, real reading is a higher form of conscientiousness. He claims good literature allows one to experience the joy of seeing the world through the eyes of people who are more sensitive, more articulate, shrewder, more alive than they themselves are. He says the magic of words unleashes the power of imagination. That is what students taught by the Common Core standards will miss because they have substituted so many informational texts instead of great literature. The author criticizes group projects and classes that rely on the exchange of student ideas. Students don't require the information that produces a worthwhile conversation. He also exhorts educators to stop these readings, which are really deconstructing literary works from the perspectives of gender, race, Marxism, Freudian, and other artificial constructs that venture from the author's intent and show no respect for the book on its own merit. The title of this book is Why Teach? In Defense of a Real Education by Dr. Mark Edmondson.
Would you like a complete record of Barack Obama's hostility toward Christianity? Every insult to our Creator God and every executive order that undermines religion is documented in the new book, No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom, by Phyllis Schlafly and George Neumeier. Get your copy of No Higher Power where quality books are sold, or visit eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver. All sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorn. Glucosamine Chondroitin. Sea Cucumber. Colloidal Minerals. Superfam, and Super Male Plex. Colon Enhancer, our top-selling liquid. Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Really Happened radio show. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And I think we had Ralph, and I don't have the city you're calling from. Aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Michael. It's California, over Southern California, Los Angeles area. Anyways, you brought up about the, well, the Bretton Woods, and I asked you before explaining that, but you suggest that, well, first, why did Bretton Woods happen to be dissolved or stopped? Because I know afterwards I did some research that Smithsonian Institute came together, because there's a group, and it was called the Smithsonian, and it collapsed about a year and a half later. I think it was 1970-something.
Yeah, but that was when Richard Nixon closed the gold convertible window, which technically put the U.S. into default on the Bretton Woods Agreement.
Okay, then that's what I figured. And secondly, you bring it, say, using the money system or creating a system where it be based on a commodity. If you could explain, like, an example how that would work.
Well, we know from past history that anything that is a recognized commodity of value, silver, gold, seashells, can be the basis of a monetary unit. We've talked about the concept of the electro here, which is the idea of commoditizing electricity as a monetary unit in a way that the volume of available commodity grows with the population in order to prevent the possibility of hoarding and manipulation. And I know a lot of people like the idea of a return to a gold and silver standard, and there's certainly very good reasons to have gold and silver as wealth preservers, but I don't agree with the idea of going back to a gold and silver standard for the monetary unit, because as long as you have a finite available supply of the commodity that underlies the monetary base, you're going to be wide open to manipulation, and we'll be right back into the same manipulations of the bankers that got us into this mess in the first place.
So the electro would be more available, since gold is
Because of technology, the supply of electricity has to grow with the population itself, and that is what precludes the possibility of manipulation and hoarding.
Would it be like one electro for the dollar or something like that? Or?
We're going to have to sort of work out the details on that. I imagine there's going to be a lot of supply and demand issues going on in there. But it will certainly allow ordinary people to create wealth off of their own property, whether it's windmills, solar cells, and the function of the national government's treasury would be to tokenize that wealth. Not to control it, not to issue it, not to loan it, certainly not to turn it over to the control of a bunch of private central bankers, but merely as a clearinghouse.
So we could generate, if we, like I had a farm and I wanted to generate energy, I could be a self-producer of electro?
That's basically it. And, of course, this would stimulate high-efficient storage of electrical power, high-efficient power generation. There'd be all kinds of incentivizations that would help really go a long way to solve a lot of the energy crisis issues.
Okay, well, with Bitcoin, it's not doing energy, but Bitcoin is similar fashion? You know how you could generate
Bitcoin? Bitcoin is merely a means of conveyance. The Bitcoin itself doesn't seem to have an underlying commodity basis, and as I understand it, they had a little bit of a hiccup with that just yesterday.
Okay. Well, thanks a lot, Michael. I appreciate the answer.
All right. Thank you. We're going to switch over to Nick in Ohio. Aloha, Nick. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi. First off, I like listening to you. You have some good stuff. And earlier you talked about the wounded warriors, and I've heard this argued on both sides. I'm much more forgiving about the troops, maybe, than you came across sounding. Young men, 18, 19, join up for all kinds of stupid reasons, and once they're in, they're told pretty much what to do, and the whole system is geared to make them do what the leaders want them to do. So to use a word term like mercenary, I think that implies much more conscious or deliberate selection than our troops would demonstrate.
Well, I think we'd both be on the same page here if we said that it is very obvious our young men and women in uniform have been lied to and severely misrepresented as to what their military service is supposed to accomplish. And I don't think there's any question that these wounded warriors are victims of the war in any way, shape, or form, and that's why it's such a complex issue. My point should be, if these bankers are that desperate for wars to keep their financial scams going, let them send their own children. And when those children come back with important parts of their body missing, let the bankers pay the costs.
Oh, no, 100% agreement there. I guess, yeah. I've heard a line of argument that says that if the soldiers refuse to serve, then you could solve wars. And there was a lot of that during Vietnam of Kerry throwing his medals away and stuff like that. The military is set up to deal with that kind of resistance, and it's set up to deal with it very well.
Yes.
They know how to make examples out of people. So once the poor kid gets into that system, even if he develops a conscience, he finds it fairly hard to get out of the trap that he's been led into.
Well, it is definitely set up to operate that way. But the difference is, going back again, looking at how the U.S. got suckered into World War I and World War II, where they just put out this story about Archduke Ferdinand or a sneak attack by Japan on Pearl Harbor, and the American population, by and large, just went along with that, because they didn't have any alternative sources of information. That doesn't work any longer. And these people, young people serving in the military zones right now, understand they're not the good guys.
I'm not sure that they're that sophisticated.
I would disagree. It's one of the reasons why they're having to medicate these kids so much. On antidepressants, because these kids are smart enough to realize what they are being asked to do has nothing to do with the national defense. It's not defending the United States against a foreign attacker. We are simply going out and pillaging and looting the rest of the world to prop up a failed banking system.
Well, now that's correct. Once they get in, and they're inside the trap, then the medication keeps them functioning, which is the whole point of the exercise. But to think that an 18, 19-year-old would be smart enough or have enough background in history or politics to say, I don't think I'm going to join the Army because we're engaged in unlawful wars in foreign lands. I haven't met that many 18, 19-year-olds who worked through it quite that deep.
Well, isn't that a failure of our public education system? If these
well,
kids...
It's a failure of a lot of things, yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, we understand that in the United States of America right now, this day and age, the university experience is not about exploring alternative ways of thinking about the world. It is one of the harshest enforcers of the orthodoxy in order to drag people out and send them off to fight these wars for the bankers.
That's true. Even outside the system, there's a lot of pressure. You're looking at some kid growing up in West Virginia and suddenly graduates from high school and he can go and stock shelves at Walmart, or he can join the Army. You know, the Army looks pretty good at age 18 when you're presented with no future and some future. So,
well, that's why it's an economic draft. You wreck the local economy. People are coming out of school. They've got nothing to do but go into the military. Hey, you volunteered. This is what you get. We got to take a break for some commercials. Thank you very much, Nick. We're going to let you go, and we'll be right back.
Hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com, or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan, here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The United Voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And I'm going to take a few deep, calming breaths here and slow the pace down just a little tiny bit. And move forward from here. Now, one apparent, I guess the word would be agreement, that came out of this sort of little bantering press conference with Obama and Holland earlier today was that the United States and France have now reconciled their concerns over the NSA spying scandal. Huzzah, huzzah, it's a non-issue. If you're a loyal Frenchman or American, you will not think about this any longer. And it's basically Obama and Holland getting up there and saying, well, yeah, we're all spying on each other and, you know, you might as well get used to it and it's no big deal. And we have decided it's not an issue any longer, so therefore you will not think it's an issue. And Mr. Obama, you don't get to make that choice for us. I don't care what the people of France are going to do regarding Holland saying, oh, yes, Holland says it's okay, therefore it's okay. But you know something? In the United States of America, the president does not get to decide for the American people how we feel about the Fourth Amendment. You don't get to do that. It's not in the job description. Obama can stand up there and say, oh, yes, it's not an issue any longer, and I'm sure from his point of view he wants that to be true, but it isn't. The issue of NSA spying isn't the spying by one government against another, which is sort of what you expect these things to be about. We're talking about a government that has, in clear violation of the Fourth Amendment, built a gigantic, massive, multi-trillion dollar system to keep watch on you, the American people, because this government is terrified out of their minds that you have woken up and realize what an absolute scam you have been enslaved to for the last 200 years. And that's what this is really all about. It was not just an arbitrary idea of restrictions on the government when this nation was started. It isn't a bill of suggestions. It's a bill of rights. It is the rules under which we, the people, allow this government to manage this nation. For the benefit of the nation, for the benefit of the people. Not for the benefit of Israel, not for the benefit of Wall Street, not for the benefit of a bunch of private central bankers. If you want a job in the government of the United States of America, you have one of two choices. You either play by those rules or you leave. And we are in a dangerous stage of American history right now where we have a government that is not openly, not only blatantly ignoring and defying the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, but is acting as if it's their divine right to do so whenever they feel like it. And so Obama can get up there with Holland and say, it's no big deal. And I'm sure from Obama's point of view, that may even be true. But Obama doesn't get to make that choice for me. I'll decide for myself if I'm offended by the actions of this government. I'll decide for myself if I'm offended by members of this government who are supposed to be taking care of the United States of America falling over all over themselves to go and serve Almighty Israel or the bankers. I'll decide. And you know, I get to do that because I'm we the people. That's why that was up there. We the people. This is our nation, our government. It is up to us to decide when the government is playing by the rules and when it isn't, and what we're going to do about that. Remember, there was a United States Supreme Court decision, John Badalk versus United States, that said it is up to we the people to decide when the government is acting legally or illegally. And if necessary, to take action to protect ourselves. Another Supreme Court decision, Marbury versus Madison, that declared laws repugnant to the Constitution are automatically null and void. It's one of the earliest Supreme Court decisions made in this country. And what it says very simply is, it is up to you, the American people, to decide when the laws are just, when they are constitutional, where they're respective of your rights. And if they are not, you are free to simply ignore them at that point. And going back to John Badalk versus United States, if the government is acting illegally and unconstitutionally, you, the American citizen, have a right to protect your home and your property and your loved ones against illegal actions by that government up to and including the use of lethal force. And that is the reason they're running drones all over the country right now, while they've got the NSA watching everything that you do, because this government has come to understand. You, the American people, recognize this government has lost all legitimacy. And they're afraid that there's going to be this gigantic human stampede where 330 million Americans are going to stand up and say, enough of this stuff. It's our country. We are taking it back. And it really does come down to a very, very simple choice that everybody in political life has to make. You are either going to do the job according to the rules set down by we the people, or you're going to get out. And as I was saying during my rant during yesterday's show here, if you love Israel, fine. If you want to support Israel, fine. As a private citizen, you have that right under the First Amendment. Go out and support Israel. Have fun. Move on over there. Do whatever you want to do. But if you're going to work for the government of the United States of America, you're going to work for the government of the United States of America. And that's not the government of Israel. It's not the government of Wall Street. All righty. Now then, let's see. Apparently, the EPA administrator just got done answering questions about the blizzard warning that is now all over the Northeast, along with the declaration of emergency in Atlanta, Georgia. Apparently, New England's just going to get hammered again. More snow, more record snow. And apparently the EPA's official position now is to no longer even address the issue of whether there is global warming or not, but to simply say, hey, any climate change is an opportunity to grow jobs. The broken window analogy, well, we're going to have all this suffering and people are freezing to death in their homes, but hey, it's an opportunity to create new jobs. So it's kind of another reminder of what the Soviet Union was doing just before it all fell apart over there, where they're going to come out and just, they're not even going to try and address, reconcile the obvious contradictions between what's going on. They're simply, well, you know, it doesn't matter if it's getting warmer or getting colder. It's an opportunity to build the economy. They're getting pretty desperate out there. Come up with ways to just somehow keep moving forward as if they weren't lying to us all along here. Now, for some reason, Benghazi is back in the news, and I think it may have to do with this idea that they're trying to rebrand Hillary Clinton's performance during Benghazi to somehow make it look like it was a positive thing, the way the whole Benghazi attack went down. And as part of attempting to promote her as a candidate for 2016, it's beginning to come out again that there's something fast and loose being played with Benghazi. And I'm still of the opinion that it was a botched attempt at an election year stunt to bolster Obama's election chances against Romney because of that botched raid where they claimed they got bin Laden and then promptly destroyed all the photos. And by the way, there's some new information surfacing about that. When we come back from these commercials, I'm going to go into the bin Laden story has surfaced again. We'll be right back.
Important is the air you breathe. Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
I bet you didn't know that some of you can live in Asia on just the amount of your new Obamacare premium increase alone. Shocking, I know. Options for early retirement, second or primary residence, visas, legal, business startup. Admit it, you've thought about it for years. It's time. Go to AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com, a down-and-dirty guide on doing it once, doing it right, and on the cheap. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling, to help you help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, superfam and super male plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, cow mag vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened? What really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Sam is still sitting in our control room, ready to answer the phone when you call on in. So we're talking about this overlap, if you will, between the attack at the consulate in Benghazi, Libya, and its linkage to the earlier claimed attack that got Osama bin Laden. Because the two stories have now surfaced again, and there does appear to be a very interesting linkage going on. Now, for those of you who are long-time listeners to this show, my theory about what happened in Benghazi was that in 2012, the pundits were already predicting Obama was a single-term president, that Romney was going to take the White House, and Obama had failed to gain historical traction from that attack that supposedly killed the real Osama bin Laden because of the way it was handled after it was all, you know, over with. And I think what happened in Benghazi is that Obama needed a dramatic incident, a terror incident, kidnap the ambassador, that he could use to sort of attract attention away from Romney. Regain the bully puppet. And I think what happened is when this little covert operation got underway. A crowd from neighboring areas just came in and said they're getting rid of the Americans, and it turned into a wild riot. The ambassador was killed, and they've been covering up for it ever since. But here's what's very interesting. You need to understand that under the law of the United States of America, the Freedom of Information Act, if there is an issue where you might need information from the government is required to hang on to all of that information, even if your Freedom of Information Act request is subsequently denied. They have to retain all that information until that determination is done. Now we're apparently getting a leaked email from 11 days after we were all told that Obama got Osama bin, that basically detailed all of the photographic evidence where it was ordered destroyed. This is in direct violation of the Freedom of Information Act. And so now this email has leaked out saying that right from the start, they were covering up what was going on. Why? Well, it's really very simple. We know the real Osama bin Laden died of natural causes all the way back at the end of 2001. And all the bin Ladens since then were these manufactured dog and pony shows to keep us, there's Al-Qaeda, there's evil people, we've got to invade these countries or bin Laden's going to get you, until finally it reached the point where simply too many people knew that the real bin Laden was dead, and Barack Obama decided, well, let's just sort of cash in his chips there. And I remember that very ludicrous photo that they had of Obama and the rest of the staff in the White House Situation Room watching the developing situation where they got bin Laden. And if you look very carefully at the table, not one of those laptop computers is turned on. The whole thing was a completely staged shot. Oh, we're here getting bin Laden. And then, of course, we saw this flood of very obviously poorly done fake photos of bin Laden all over the Internet, trying to convince everybody that, oh, yes, they got the real bin Laden. And they were actually laughably very bad. And we have a permanent page at whatreallyhappened.com, a gallery of dead fake bin Ladens. And that was the reason that President Obama didn't get any traction. We all knew it wasn't the real bin Laden. So then they just dump the guy's body in the ocean and say, that's it, we've done great things, and move forward. And that takes us from there to Benghazi. And we seem to have reached a point right now where our entire government is so obsessed with its public image, it doesn't know how to do anything else other than create a media event, rule by media event. That's basically it. They don't actually know how to make anything work. Certainly can't stop the blizzards, couldn't stop the Gulf oil disaster, can't fix the economy, can't fix Fukushima. All they know how to do is set up a new media event to convince you all that everything is just hunky-dory. We're getting right back into L. Frank Baum territory with the wonderful Wizard of Oz, where our entire rulership is just mirrors and smoke and flame and fire and levers and the man behind the curtain. They don't know how to do anything else. So, anyway, moving right on down here. Now, here's kind of an interesting development. This is coming out of the joint press conference they were having between Obama and Holland, and now we're beginning to get an idea of why it seemed to sort of banter back and forth and not really come to a focus, because the focus isn't what the U.S. wants. Apparently, France's Foreign Minister Laurent Fabius has announced that France is ruling out Libyan military intervention. So there apparently was a big part of the hidden agenda for the U.S. and France to go into Libya, and it certainly explains why all of a sudden they're trying to fan up Benghazi. We've got to go into Benghazi and deal with the aftermath of the ambassador. And now all of a sudden we're seeing France dig their heels in, which also tells us that for all the talk about coming to some kind of an accord over the scandal of NSA spying, that in point of fact, the French people are very upset about that. And again, I don't think the people of France are going to allow Holland to tell them what's important and what isn't important any more than the people of the United States of America are going to allow Obama to do it. I don't care what the, I don't care what Obama says about it's not a big deal. Yeah, it's a big deal. I say it's a big deal. You say it's a big deal. And Obama's going to have to live with that. And not just say, oh, you're just making a mountain out of a molehill. Or whatever he's going to use. I have two daughters. I have four. It was just embarrassing to watch them thrash around like that. Now, Ron Paul, of course, is now out of the cone of silence, if you will. That's sort of a tradition with American political candidates that after you've had your campaign you lost, that you will stay silent for a certain respectful interval of time before going after the guy that you lost out to. Ron Paul is out of that window. He's starting to become very vocal. And he's out there asking a pointed question. Will no one challenge Obama's executive orders? And he's making a very, very valid point. Because remember, go back and you read your Constitution. The president is not allowed to simply create laws out of thin air by executive order. The function of the executive order is for the president to implement the will of the Congress. There is no stroke of the pen, law of the land, in that Constitution. And Ron Paul and a lot of other people are saying it is time for somebody to stand up and say, you, President Obama, do not have that authority. Certainly not to go out and start writing executive orders that change the intent of laws already passed, whether it's Obamacare. Certainly not to go on out and sign death warrants out of thin air against American citizens that you just don't happen to like because they don't agree with you. But Ron Paul is out there making that question, and it's a question we all have to ask. Somebody somewhere is going to have to stand up and tell this government, you're fired. You're illegitimate. You do not represent the will of the American people. There is no law that says we have to obey illegal government. In fact, the legal precedent, the Supreme Court, is quite the opposite. We owe this government our allegiance and support only so long as it itself is in compliance with the law. All right. All right. Let's talk about some gun rights here, because obviously, as we look at a federal government that is weaponizing itself to deploy against the American people, we're seeing more and more concerns being raised by gun owners that returning military veterans are being denied their Second Amendment gun rights. And we understand why that's true, because they're coming back from the war zone, an already trained military force that the federal government doesn't know what to do with. We got to take a break here for some commercials, where we're going to come on back talking about how you would figure these veterans who served in these war zones, if there is anybody who deserves their rights under the Second Amendment, it's these veterans, and yet they're being specifically targeted. We'll be right back after these words from our sponsors.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
For thousands of years, silver has been used as both a medicine and a preservative. But not all silver is equal. Supernatural Silver is an amazing new technology that has been clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. Supernatural Silver resonates at the same frequency as germicidal light used in labs to kill bacteria and viruses. Supernatural Silver is a broad-spectrum microbial that creates no resistance and does not harm beneficial bacteria, making it ideal for daily use. It can be used internally as well as topically and is highly effective against bacterias, viruses, molds, and yeast. Supernatural Silver liquid and gel are perfect for on-the-go or emergency preparedness and can provide protection at home, school, or work. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and remember the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're talking about the targeting of American returning veterans for the loss of their gun rights under the Second Amendment. And we understand why this is being done, as we have a federal government that very clearly is weaponizing itself against the ordinary American citizen. The last thing they need are all these returning military veterans, a trained up military force, to be standing in opposition to the government's targeting of ordinary Americans for simply refusing to do as they're told. And let's see. And we're beginning to see a renewal of some of the more paranoid fantasies coming out of the federal government. Apparently, the FBI has relaunched this idea that laser pointers represent a threat to civil aviation. And I remember quite some time ago when I ordered a moderately powered laser pointer for a physics experiment that I was working on relative to the Big Bang, and it was confiscated by the Customs Service, which was only a minor inconvenience because I found another one online domestically that was even more powerful, and I pulled that unit down. But we were seeing all this. Now they're talking about a $10,000 reward for anybody caught pointing a laser pointer at an airplane. And, of course, this is another make-out-of-thin-air danger threat that they can use to harass people. Because remember when we were watching that whole situation over in Libya where the helicopters were flying overhead and there were thousands of laser pointers on that helicopter and nothing happened to that helicopter? It's just a made-up situation. The only reason the government is making an issue about these laser pointers is because they can, in fact, interfere with the ability of the drones to peek in your bedroom window. And that's what this is really all about. You will not protect your privacy against us. And that's why they're back on this whole tear about laser pointers are a threat to civil aviation. No, they aren't. Anybody who understands how these laser pointers are put together understands that between when you have them on the ground and the airplane at altitude, the beam is simply going to be too diffuse. There have been actual videotape demonstrations showing these laser pointers bathing aircraft without any harmful effect whatsoever. It's just another way to try and keep you under control, to keep you from acquiring the means to interfere with the government peeking through your window. That's what it's really all about. The NSA wants to read all of your traffic. They don't want you using strong encryption. They want to have little drones flying outside your window looking at your girlfriend, doing whatever she's going to do for you on Valentine's Day. And you will not be allowed to protect your privacy against the government, even though the government is supposed to be protecting your privacy for you. So they're back on this whole thing where the FBI is saying, oh, laser pointers, yeah, laser pointers are the act of it's a sign of you're a terrorist if you have a laser pointer. So they'll come in and drone strike you here. All righty, let's see. Very interesting story coming out of Pakistan. As you're probably aware, the Code Pink people are out there trying to basically organize global opposition to these drone strike victims. And apparently there was a journalist, Kareem Khan, from the tribal area of Waziristan, was attempting to organize with some people in Europe regarding a drone strike that killed his son and his brother. Apparently, just hours before he was supposed to leave for Europe, he was taken by 15 to 20 men in police uniform. No indication of where he was taken. So we have here over in Pakistan where they're enforcing the U.S. drone strikes by simply saying, if you complain about the drone strikes, you will disappear. It's a terror campaign. That's exactly what this is. Under the USA Patriot Act, the use of threat of force to coerce your political views is an act of terror. Whether it's Obama doing it with a drone strike aimed at your head from overhead, or the NSA spying on all your email communication to find out what porn you're looking at so they can blackmail you with it. All of this is legally defined under the USA Patriot Act as acts of terror committed by the federal government against you, the American people. And the proper response, of course, is for you to get angry. Don't let yourself be made afraid, because then the bad guys win. That's how the Nazis got away with it. They made the German people afraid. And just think how much different the world would have been if all those German people, instead of being afraid, stood up and said, I am ticked off. I have my ARP membership. What does that mean? Armed and pissed off. It is time to get angry. Because I'll tell you this, for all the drones and all the technology and all of the rest of that out there, when a push comes to shove, this federal government, which doesn't actually know how to do anything except push buttons, most of which don't work. When it comes push to shove, 330 million Americans saying, you're fired, you're fired, you're fired. What's Washington, D.C. going to do? Start mowing down with machine guns anybody who doesn't want to be part of this scheme anymore? I'm sure the money junkies are thinking that. It's always worked for them before. Now, speaking of the money junkies here, we're coming up on our last hour. Koos Janssen is over there in an article in Investment Watch blog talking about the big reset or the debt restructuring. And they're basically talking about the fact that the U.S. government is officially going to run out of money again toward the end of this month. And their solution is, well, we're just going to have the Federal Reserve create new money out of thin air, and we will borrow it, and we will tell your future generations of children and grandchildren that they will pay the interest. And that's just the way it's always worked, and it's always going to go on working. Perpetual debt slavery for perpetual peace. But the reality is the dollar has lost its credibility as a global reserve currency, specifically because of all the abuses and game playing that has been done with it over the years, going all the way back to Nixon ending gold convertibility. We have a U.S. government that, following World War II, collected its imperial tax on the world through Bretton Woods, through overprinting of the Federal Reserve note, and the rest of the world is, they're tired of it. They don't see a reason to go on using the dollar other than the U.S. government's constantly waving nuclear weapons at them to get them to go on with the same program. Now, a lot of people are getting ready to pay attention to what Yellen is talking about because we're back in that question, along with the fact that the U.S. government hits its spending ceiling yet again. And apparently they're just looking at an outright increase in the debt ceiling. No conditions attached, no restoration of military spending. They're just going to say, just turn off their printing presses and just let them go. And they can vote it through, but it's not really a solution. It's just they don't know what else to do. But at the same time, you've got Yellen talking about the necessity for pulling back on the quantitative easing coming out of the Federal Reserve, which is going to hammer Wall Street and the federal government. So they're really in a rock and a hard place here, which gets us back to an idea that we proposed a year ago, that when it gets really down to it, we might see the U.S. government attempt a virtual 9/11 and literally crash the Wall Street financial computers themselves in order to blame it on Iran, Syria, Libya, Al-Qaeda, Russia, China. But it does seem that they've run out of any other kind of options to try and keep this thing going. Of course, we all know what the best option is. It's for the federal government to get up there and say, boy, we really screwed this one up, didn't we? We're sorry. We resign. Just fix it yourself. We're out of here. Never going to happen. Just like money junkies are always going to be money junkies, power junkies are always going to be power junkies. They don't even care if it's being run badly as long as they're the ones running it. Let's see, Investment Watch blog again. Economic weakness has spread across the world in recent months. The risk of an even bigger stock market sell-off appears to be high. Investor sentiment will turn quickly bearish. I would certainly agree with that. All right, we got to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back with hour number three of our show.